order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Dan, and we'd hope to have Ralph Epperson with you this morning to take you behind the veil to at least expose one part of what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Those are the people who really run the world. But I think that yesterday we saw several of them in the Iraq study group, and everybody's been waiting for the Iraq study group to come forward and tell us how we're going to extricate ourselves from the impossible situation we're in the Middle East today. And what's the solution they came up with? Well, we're going to pull our troops out. Well, we're going to pull some of our combat troops out, maybe starting in 2008. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're talking is we're going to continue the same downward spiral we're in. And what would you expect? I mean, who is James Baker III, who headed the committee? Remember the Council on Foreign Relations? Certainly one of the men who was the founder of Carlyle Corporation, a man who is dedicated to this whole idea of the New World Order and the New World Religion and the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. And what better way to destroy this nation than to bankrupt us not only financially, which they're doing, but morally. And then, of course, the man who appeared with him yesterday was Lee Hamilton. Who is Lee Hamilton? Why, longtime member of Congress, a longtime member of the Trilateral Commission, although he's not on the current list, a longtime member of the Council on Foreign Relations, right along with James Baker III, this elite group that runs our nation. And, of course, Lee Hamilton, as you remember, was the co-chairman of the 9-1-1 cover-up commission, whose purpose was not to reveal what happened on September 11th, but to conceal it from the American people, because if the American people knew what really happened then, and that 19 hijackers did not hijack, you know, 4 planes and crash them into buildings. After all, you know, Insight magazine had reported, I just found the article the other day, if anybody would like to see it, Insight magazine had reported that at least 6 and perhaps 7 of the hijackers were alive and well over there in the Middle East, and that the FBI had used their pictures, and they were alive and well. Nothing that we learned was true. Colonel Butler was over here at the Monterey Bay Language School. He was the dean of students over there, and certainly knew many of the students, and one of them, at least one of them, was one of the hijackers attending the Naval Language School here in Monterey. When somebody had written a letter to the editor of the Monterey Herald, you know, praising the president and saying, you know, of course, how foolish it was to suggest that there was advanced knowledge of the attack and why Colonel Butler destroyed his military career. He wrote a letter to the editor and he said, of course the president knew the attack was coming. And of course, when he was asked why, he said, because one of the hijackers was attending my facility. And if you go up and read the articles we have, basically some of them were actually trained, or these so-called hijackers were actually trained at American military facilities. 3 of them were actually trained there in flight training. Now, why would we be training Islamic terrorists at our flight training schools, financed with your tax money and my tax money? Well, maybe for the same reason that General Mahmoud Ahmad, the ISI general, that is Pakistani intelligence, and you can get this up on the internet, you can Google in Mahmoud Ahmad, A-H-M-U-D, and $100,000 Muhammad Atta, and you find out that all throughout the rest of the world, everybody knows Mahmoud Ahmad who was the director of the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, which has always been an extension of our own CIA, had wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, or had it wired through somebody else, about a month or so before the 9-1-1 attack. And on the very morning of 9-1-1, General Mahmoud Ahmad was meeting in Washington, D.C. with a couple of distinguished Americans. Who were they? Why, Senator Bob Graham and Congressman Porter Goss. In fact, Bob Graham's book, which I have a copy of, tells all about the meeting there with General Ahmad and then, of course, the 9-1-1 attack occurring, and General Ahmad rushing out of the room and leaving his valise behind, and Senator Graham running behind him with a valise to give it to him. Now, why is it significant who Mahmoud Ahmad was meeting with that morning? Well, because there was an outcry, let's have an investigation, find out what really happened. And so they, Congress appointed the Joint Select Intelligence Committee to investigate 9-1-1, and you'd never guess who headed the Joint Select Intelligence Committee. None other than Congressman Porter Goss and Senator Bob Graham, who were meeting with General Mahmoud Ahmad on the very morning of September 11th. We can document that from his book. Of course, we can document who headed the commission. You can go up on the Internet and get that, or we can provide it for you. But it's even more interesting that both Porter Goss, Congressman Porter Goss, and Senator Bob Graham are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Of course, Porter Goss was a lifelong member of the CIA. And if you haven't read the book, Barry and the Boys, which we carry, you'll see a picture of the young Porter Goss at a rendezvous with a number of CIA officials, including most important drug smugglers of all time. And there they are. They're all involved in CIA drug smuggling. And now, of course, Porter Goss, then, lifelong occupation of the CIA. Of course, they get him elected to Congress. And when he gets into Congress, where do you think he served? Well, he's in charge of the House Intelligence Committee that's monitoring the CIA. So they have one of their own in there. Then after the fine job that Porter Goss did with the Joint Select Intelligence Committee of suppressing the truth about what had really happened on 9-1-1, he is appointed where? He's appointed director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And, of course, was subsequently removed from that position. But he was given the ultimate award, director of the CIA, for the fine job he did in not revealing what happened on September 11th, but concealing it. And so now, of course, we find, we find the new Iraq study group coming forward and saying, keep our troops there. But don't you worry. Well, everything's in our hands, and we'll look after it. They will. Have it help.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology. Linus Pauling's
Vitamin
C Therapies is the answer to your concern.
Hello
Don't
there.
Wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective,
Hello.
It's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hello. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here this morning, and absolutely nothing to talk about. So if you'd like to give us a call at 970-689-8255, that's 970-689-8255. I'd love to talk to you. But the Iran study group came out and said things are not going well in Iraq. You really didn't need to take several months to figure out that things were going well with Iraq. But what's their solution? Well, we're going to wait another year, and then we're going to pull some of our troops out. But we're really, you know, accomplishing things. We're fighting terrorism over there to protect us here at home. And that, of course, is a lie. We're not fighting terrorism over in Iraq. We're fighting people who do not like America occupying their land. And because of the Muslim background and this idea of jihad, it is their moral duty to fight the infidels who are occupying their land. And there's no question we're occupying their land. Why are we occupying their land? Well, we have to do something, because if we don't continue staying there, there's going to be chaos. If we were to pull out, why, there'd be a civil war. The trouble is, there's a civil war right now. And if we pulled out, we might give the people of Iraq the opportunity to come up and develop a government of their own. Admittedly, it would probably be along the lines of radical Islam, but after all, that's what we did when we installed the Iraqi Constitution. The Iraqi Constitution we installed there after we took over and destroyed the secular society. The Iraqi Constitution, it calls for a radical Muslim state where everything is under Sharia law, exactly as, of course, they had in Afghanistan. And we went to war in Afghanistan to overthrow the Taliban, who were imposing Sharia law. And who had created the Taliban? Why, your tax money. And Pakistan and the CIA and the ISI worked together to finance and create the Taliban. Those of you who haven't seen the article that we offer, came out of the Washington Post. It was talking, the title is The ABCs of Jihad, and pointed out that the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, spent $51 million on Islamic textbooks written in Arabic to encourage the radical form of Islam. And they did that, of course, from the 1980s all the way up until the 9/11 attack. So for 20 years, we flooded that whole area with textbooks encouraging this radical form of Islam. Now, why would you do something that stupid? Well, it wasn't stupid at all. It was an act of genius. We wanted to bring back this radical form of Islam, which had been lying dormant for a long time. Yes, there were some Wahhabi imams who were preaching this, but nobody paid much attention to them. Yes, there was a small radical group in Egypt called the Muslim Brotherhood, and of course al-Zawahiri, the number two man in al-Qaeda, came out of that. But I mean, this was a very minor, small group, but with our help and with our finance and with the CIA and the ISI financing the Taliban movement they formed in 1994, and they took over Afghanistan, and we continued to fund them. Now, if you doubt that, And you say, we were, how could we have been funding the Taliban that was sheltering the wicked Osama bin Laden, who we hated and was our enemy? And, well, he really wasn't our enemy. If you read Richard Miniter's book, Losing Bin Laden, we had at least 11 chances to seize Osama bin Laden, including one time when the government of the Sudan offered to turn him over to us, and we wouldn't take him, and neither would the Saudis, for that matter. Richard Shurer's book, Hubris, he was the number one man in the bin Laden desk of the CIA. He said there were 10 times when the United States could have eliminated Osama bin Laden. And certainly both Bill Clinton and Richard Clark, in his book, Against All Enemies, say that Clinton told the CIA to kill bin Laden and gave them permission to do that, and yet they refused to do it. Why? We were creating the best enemy money could buy. But if you read President Bush's September 20th, 2001 speech, 9 days after 9/11, and you get that at whitehouse.gov, and specifically the September 20th speech, you'll find that we were the world's largest supplier of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan prior to the September 11th attack. Now, if indeed the Taliban were these terrible people and were oppressing women and you know, giving aid and support to our enemy Osama bin Laden and Al Qaeda, why were we financing humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, which was really to the Taliban government? Why would we do that? Unless, of course, everything is a fraud. Everything is illusion and delusion. We were doing this in preparation for where we are today as a stepping stone to plunging the world into World War III. And the sources I have, which I hope are correct, suggest that we will be involved in a war with Iran sometime within 3 to 6 months. We'll just have to wait and see. They're talking about the spring or summer of next year. And these are people who have, connections at the very highest level of our intelligence agency. Is it true? Well, you never know. It could be disinformation I'm being fed. But everything that's going on, including these Iraq Study Group report by CFR member James Baker III and CFR member, former Trilateral Commission member Lee Hamilton, suggests nothing's going to change. Oh, in 2008, we're going to think about doing something. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been at war in Iraq longer than we were in war in World War II. And this is a prelude, I fear, to World War III. Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, because I don't have anything prepared, and our regularly scheduled guest, Ralph Epperson, is not here. So if you have something that you'd like to talk about, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that it's a great idea. You know, now we've had this study group, we can all sit back and relax because now the president knows what to do. Maybe we'll talk a little with Iran and we'll talk a little with Syria, and American boys will continue dying and being crippled for life and having their health destroyed, because a third of those who get back alive without any apparent damage, a third of them are ill within 3 months. And we know that over 80,000 of the veterans of the first Gulf War are dead. You will never hear that statement anyplace. And if you want to, of course, verify it, I'll send you the pages from the Veterans Administration's website, which we have, and over 80,000 of the 695,000 people there are no longer living. In fact, in the Veterans Administration report, they refer to the 695,000 that went, and then so many presumed living, and it's in the low 600,000. So certainly an awful lot of those young men are dead already, and we don't know whether it was the depleted uranium or the other experimental vaccines that they were given. And they were given experimental vaccines. You see, they experiment on the military. They already have. After all, Henry Kissinger, who was the advisor to Nixon during the Vietnam War and kept us there for an additional 5 years, We didn't have to be there, but he did, because Henry Kissinger is a very evil man, and evil men love blood and destruction of others, of course. And he kept it. We could have gotten out in 68. Instead, of course, he had Nixon contact the people in the Vietnam government and plead with them not to sign the peace accord that had been negotiated during the Johnson administration, and we maintained the war for another five horrible, bloody years in Vietnam. And Henry Kissinger, of course, has been a major advisor to the current Bush administration, keeping us in this war. Now he says, of course, there's no hope for victory, but of course Henry Kissinger is one of the major architects that's drawing us into World War III. Henry Kissinger is an upper echelon player in this hierarchy that really controls our government. He represents, when the Republicans are in power, Zbigniew Brzezinski, when the Democrats are in power, and of course you remember Zbigniew Brzezinski, who created the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller, who back in 1970 wrote a book, Between Two Ages. You ought to get the book and reread it. He tells you the nation state will no longer survive. This will be the end of the nation state. Well, now, he, of course, when he serves in government, he swears to uphold our Constitution. He doesn't believe in our Constitution. He's dedicated to this idea of the New World Order and the New World Religion, as is Henry Kissinger, as are all those who are at the upper level of this hierarchy of evil that permeates every aspect of our government today. And never forget what President Bush said in the closing, the next and last sentence of his second inaugural speech, delivered, I believe it was in January January 20th of 2004, and you can get that at whitehouse.gov. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, and then they have a lot of gobbledygook in there to confuse you, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the new order of the ages? Well, you can actually go to Google, type that in, New Order of the Ages, and it comes up, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. Why, the phrase on the back of your dollar bill beneath the unfinished pyramid. Why is the pyramid unfinished? Because the work is not yet completed. That is why the capstone is hovering over the top of the pyramid. It's not in place. When will it be in place? Why, when we have the world government. That's what it's all about. I don't think probably President Bush wrote the speech or even understood the words he was speaking. He was just speaking them, but I will tell you, his primary speechwriter left the White House. And where do you think the primary speechwriter went to work? He went to work for the Council on Foreign Relations, which is simply a front for the secret society. That was a front for the secret society, and there are levels to this onion, but the CFR was a front for the Roundtable Group. The Roundtable was a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. And if you want the background of that story, it's all covered in Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which was suppressed for many years, but which we do carry through my ministry at Radio Liberty. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you go to page 952, you will find that the Council on Foreign Relations, which is America's invisible government today, the Council on Foreign Relations was actually created as a front for the Roundtable Group and for J.P. Morgan interest. And J.P. Morgan was, of course, their financial interest, you know, in the interest of the Rockefellers and the Mellons and the DuPonts, all tied into this move towards the New World Order. But behind that were the spiritual forces that had energized and rewarded these people so well for the betrayal. Because, you see, if you really want to get ahead in this world, why, you join the dark side. And then the things that you try to do will prosper. You'll make, you know, countless millions or billions or tens of billions of dollars. But, of course, at the price of your your eternal soul. There really are people who have sold their souls to the devil. If you haven't yet seen the videos we have that deal with the music industry, they sold their souls for rock and roll. Let me suggest you get it, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You will never look at the world through the same eyes again. But if you read the writings of these people within the occult, they make it very, very clear that, you know, there are people who have gone over to the other side. They call themselves the Illuminated One or the Illuminati. Those are their words, not mine. If you want the reference, just call us. We'll get it for you. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Give us a call.
To remind everyone that when you take to the road this holiday, remember to take along those 3 C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This important message is courtesy of Gwendolyn Nolan and the fine staff at Denver International Steel and Pipe Supply, 11314 Quivis Way in Westminster, where they feel our area is a great place to live and raise a family. Call 303-659-9860. That's Denver International Steel and Pipe Supply, serving the Westminster community with pride.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome. All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we finally got through to my guest, and we got the answering machine. So our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, and we really don't have anything planned for this morning, so if there's something you would like to talk about, why, give us a call. But the tragedy of Iraq and what's going on there is going to drag on indefinitely. We are going to keep our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. And those of you who have heard me talk on this subject before, I always refer back to the booklet, which you can find at the neoconservative webpage, newamericancentury.org, www.newamericancentury.org, where you'll find the members of this little clique. Now, people want to be able to point to them and say they're the real culprits. They are simply a front for the invisible government. The majority of the 27 founding members of the New American Century, the Project for the New American Century, the majority of them came from the membership list of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they included Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, John Bolton, Paul Wolfowitz, Liddy, who is under indictment now, Elliot Abrams, and then, of course, Gary Bauer, the publicist, who was to keep the Protestants in line, William Bennett, who was to keep the Catholics in line, Frank Gaffney to keep the conservatives in line, Norman Potter Rhodes to keep the Jews in line, and we're all going to move towards one big, happy, new international order. But behind that, of course, remember, this is simply a front for the power structure. Well, who's calling in?
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is John from North Colorado. North
hey,
Colorado.
How are you doing this morning?
Yes, just 2 points I want to make. Found out that Dr. Michael Coffin's back on the radio circuit, on the radio programs giving interviews. I think he's got a new DVD called Mind Control that he's pushing.
Well, he has one that we're carrying called World Events and Prophecy, which he may have another one on Mind Control.
Right. Now, the website that you can see his information on is www.discerningtoday.org.
Discerning what now?
Pardon?
Discerning what?
www.discerningtoday.org.
Discerningtoday.org.
Right.
Well, Dr. Kaufman's a very good man and a good friend.
Okay. Right. Now, another one that's that you need to get on your program is Pastor Butch Paul from West Virginia.
Right. Butch is a good friend as well. And
right.
What's he talking on specifically now?
He's talking about what's going on with these corporations called churches that are nothing but state churches, which is against the First Amendment. And what they're doing is they're recruiting these pastors both in Ohio and in West Virginia to convince their parishioners to their congregation to register at these FEMA camps. And the other thing is that the public schools, what they're doing in those areas is forcing the children to do thumb scans and iris scans. And if their parents want to come into the school, they have to do the same. And you might want to get on his website. His website is PastorButch.com.
Okay, thank you very much. I share your concern, and the great tragedy is our religious leaders are not speaking out against the war in Iraq. They're not speaking out against the use of torture. They're not speaking out against the Military Commissions Act or the John Warner National Defense Appropriations Act, a blueprint for dictatorship in America. And as it was in Hitler's Germany, so it is in America today. And we carry a wonderful book called Hitler's Cross by Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Tells what the churches did in Hitler's Germany and what they're doing in America today is like deja vu all over again, because, of course, the soul of America certainly has been violated. The churches should be our conscience, and now they're the cheering session, a section for the Bush administration.
Well, sure, because they're a part of that federal corporation called the United States.
Okay, thanks very much.
Sure.
Anything
Bye-bye.
Else you wanted to cover? Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say it before, the war in the Middle East is a gigantic diversion. Just as Vietnam was a diversion from what was happening at home between 62 and 74, so what's going on in the Middle East is a diversion from seeing that they're laying the blueprint for a dictatorship here at home. And if you haven't read the Military Commissions Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act, you need to, or you need to get, we've got a couple of four tapes set. We've got several tapes on that. If you want to order those tapes, and we'll be putting together a four tape set where you can actually understand the implications. They've ripped the very heart out of our Constitution. Congress has gone along with it, and the average individual doesn't understand the significance of the fact that they've repealed the Posse Comitatus Act, and they have actually repealed the Geneva Convention, and they now will allow confessions obtained by torture and even hearsay evidence against an individual who is being tried. You know, they'll use hearsay obtained by torture against an individual. He has no right to see the evidence against him. It's a kangaroo court. There are military commissions. He can't even have his own lawyer. The right of habeas corpus is gone. Certainly the right of appeal to the courts is gone, and the courts cannot intervene under the Military Commission Act. Then they tell you it's only for aliens. But then, of course, they tell us a lot of things that just aren't true. Well, who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
This is David from Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, David from Tucson. Are you listening on the Internet?
Yes.
Okay, great to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Now, you have a lot more learning than I do. I'm not a doctor, and I figured you had some math and stuff, and maybe you can do some addition for me. And I'm so glad you brought up the Posse Comitatus and the habeas corpus. So, as far as I understand, Posse Comitatus means that they can now use the military as police and come and attack U.S. citizens, and habeas corpus means I don't get a phone call to a lawyer. They don't let anybody know that they picked me up. And
no,
then the
no.
third...
Habeas corpus means that if you are confined, you have a right to a court hearing. It really means bring forth the body. So the whole idea of habeas corpus is they can't throw you in prison and keep you there for the rest of your life. They have to bring you before a court, and they've suspended that under the Military Commission Act.
Right, and then the third, you know, I was in the military during Vietnam, and what we used to do is we'd take guys down to Eglin Air Force Base and we'd train them in jungle warfare, and then we'd take them down to Panama and train them in jungle warfare. Well, I think Iraq is just a big training ground for the U.S. because they said, oh, we're going to take all the troops back in the spring of 2008. And isn't it May 11, 2008 when they start with the national ID? And that's when we're going to start to revolt a little bit and they're going to have to haul us away somewhere?
Well, I think that they
that makes sense to you?
Way ahead of time. And they know there's going to be civilian unrest in America. That's why they're building all the new detention camps. Hang on, we'll be right back with you as soon as this break is over, okay?
Okay.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. We have a guest on this morning from Tucson, Arizona. Incidentally, that's where our guest, who is supposed to be here this morning, lives. And, well, we just didn't have Ralph with us. Our telephone number, again, 970-689-8255. And our guest, our caller, is concerned about them doing away with the Posse Comitatus Act. Posse Comitatus Act says you will not use American troops, military troops, against Americans. I mean, after all, troops are not trained for police work. Crowd control is a job certainly for the police, not for the military. The military are trained to kill. We saw that at Kent State during the Vietnam War, and they know what they're doing. They really intend to use the military against the American people because they know there's going to be civilian unrest. And that's why the Military Commissions Act was passed, and they can label anybody an enemy combatant if they oppose the government. Look at the definition, and they start out talking about aliens, and they end up talking about persons. Why do they talk about aliens all the time? Because a person, ladies and gentlemen, is anybody listening to this program. Go right ahead there.
Yes, Dr. Stan. My question is, what does Christ want us to do? Am I supposed to fight back and shoot and make IEDs, or am I supposed to just willingly go like a lamb to the slaughter as he did to the cross?
Well, I believe that you are expected to do your best. I believe that you are not to take up arms against the government, but I do believe in what you are to do at this time is to get other people educated about what's going on and realize that what energizes these people who are doing what they're doing is evil. And we are to expose them as long as we can, and whether it's, you know, in your home today or one day in a concentration camp, it is your job to bring others to a personal relationship with our Lord and understand that the reason these things are happening is because America has forgotten God.
Well, let's see. What does it say? It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." So I guess the word of God is the lamp that shines in their little dark places, huh?
Right.
And all right. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye, and God bless. And
bye.
For the individual who would ask exactly what our caller was asking, we have a 4-tape set on China. And 2 hours of that, a talk given by a missionary who was in communist China when the communists took over. And his story of what he saw and what he experienced and what happened to him when he was arrested and taken into imprisonment is one of the most touching and powerful stories you'll ever hear. And I do hope many of you will order our 4-tape set on China. And also, of course, we are going to be carrying Cary Ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place. And, of course, the book really isn't as much about Cary Ten Boom as about her sister and her faith in the face of the adversity of being in a concentration camp. Most Americans say, well, we could never have concentration camps in America. And I would ask, why not? If God is just, he's going to punish the people of this country who have turned against him and allowed our political and our religious leaders, to support torture and dehumanizing of those poor, unfortunate people over there in Iraq, most of whom, you know, were simply picked up in sweeps, didn't have anything to confess, and yet they destroyed them. They destroyed their minds and their hearts and their souls and filled them with hatred of America. And believe me, they will one day, these people will strike back at us with good justification because, of course, of what we have allowed to happen. Not because of what we've done, but because of what we haven't done. How many of you have spoken out against the torture that is being advocated by our government? I mean, we've got a lot of lefties out there that are screaming about impeachment and doing something, but where are the religious leaders of America? They've embraced the Bush administration because George Bush talks to God and God told him it's all right to torture people. When they have said that they did not endorse torture, they were frankly lying. And how can you have any confidence in people who profess to be Christians and have lied to the American people and authorized torture? And you can, so many wonderful articles on this. I shouldn't say wonderful because they're heartbreaking to think that a Americans would go along with this. Oh, some of them have been have had the courage to speak out, ruined their medical their career. Story recently of a woman who came back who was involved in the torture, who committed suicide, or we don't know, maybe she was suicided. After all, we can't have people talking about what really happened at Abu Ghraib and the other prison camps. We cannot let the American people understand the evil that is working at the highest levels of our government. People have to understand, and you really need to get the video we have on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, that they have to understand there are two forces in America. One is the Christian, the wholesome, the righteous, the idealistic, the dedicated to our Lord, and the other is the sinister and the evil force that comes out of the secret societies. And the president comes from a secret society. He has never renounced Skull and Bones, and the people in Skull and Bones kneel before Lucifer and pledge their allegiance. Why won't he talk about Skull and Bones? Well, when he was asked about it by Tim Russert, he said it's too secret to talk about. That's the same reply that John Kerry, who was running against him in 2004. The election in 2004 between two members of Skull and Bones, John Kerry and George Bush. What do you think the chances are that the only two people they could find to run for president in 2004 both came from this little secret society that only admits 15 people out of the entire United States every year? Only 15 people are there, and the two presidential candidates came from this same Luciferian organization, because it is a Luciferian, and we'll be carrying in very short order the book Satanic Crimes. Has a section on Skull and Bones, and of course nobody within the society would ever dare to tell you what it was really about. Alexandra Robbins' book, which we do carry, Secrets of the Tomb, tells what she was told by members of the Skull and Bones to throw us off the track. They cannot let the American people understand there really are people at the highest levels of government who worship Lucifer today. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up today's program.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, certainly if you'd like to understand this Luciferian movement, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then check out my references. Find out if I'm telling you the truth. I could be lying. But if I'm not lying, then we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people don't even know it's true. Now, there are a number of organizations out there that are Luciferian. One of them is the Bohemian Grove, and we've got a great four-tape set and a DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The DVD was put together by Alex Jones, and you'll actually go into the Bohemian Grove and see the pagan ceremony they carry out, and the leaders of the world there in their black hoods and their black gowns and their pagan chants and carrying out a simulated human sacrifice before a great owl, and they worship the owl. How can I say they worship the owl? Well, because we have a set of their books. They're not supposed to be in hands of people like me, but I paid a fair amount of money to get them. And in Volume 4, they talk about the owl, and they worship the owl. The owl is, of course, is an emblem of Moloch, of the deity, the Luciferian deity that was worshipped thousands of years ago. And they've reconstructed a 40-foot owl, and they worship and carry out the sacrifice, the feigned human sacrifice. And you can hear the cries of this feigned human sacrifice there. It's all very dramatic. You can get the DVD, you can get the four-tape set, and then, of course, we carry Alexander Robbins' book, which, of course, is an excuse for a lot of what's going on. But there are a few good things and very important things in the book, and the story of the one person who actually witnessed one of the things that went on there, and then, of course, a woman hiding in the loft of a barn sees them come in. Now, this is a skull and bones wedding, and of course, they're wearing their robes, their black robes, their hoods, carrying their candles and their strange pagan chants. Now, that's Skull and Bones. You have to understand that most of the people in Skull and Bones belong to Bohemian Grove, which was the Bush family and Henry Kissinger. Some of the people go to the Bohemian Grove simply because that's a way to rub shoulders with the important people. Richard Nixon went. He didn't approve of it, but he went there because he wanted to be part of the ruling elite, and the same with Ronald Reagan, knowing full well that if he could get their approval, he could become the president of the United States. But in the process, of course, he sold his soul to them. And, of course, in this one part of Alex Jones' video on the Bohemian Grove, he actually meets David Gergen on the street and does a street interview with him, and David Gergen actually begins talking, and Alex asked him about them running around naked there in the Redwood Forest, and Gergen is quite incensed at this, but Alex Jones, of course, actually shows you the pages from a newspaper where Gergen said he left the organization because he didn't like running around naked. What are these people doing running around naked? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a pagan ceremony. This whole thing is the pagan people. They bring in the girls, they bring in the children, they bring in the little boys for sexual gratification. Organized evil, the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, we have the material on them, and they're just two of a dozen of the organizations that work behind the scenes. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pure
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your 9-branch Tanakias and your delicious latkes.